Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national polling firm. And now we're conducting a poll on politics and issues in Tampa, Florida. Are you registered to vote in the city of Tampa?
Yes.
Okay, sir, and are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, sir, in this upcoming March, Tampa will hold elections for city council and mayor. How likely are you to vote in this election? Would that be very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not too likely to vote?
Very, very likely.
Okay. All right, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you between 18 to 20 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay, thank you. Okay, sir, and how did you vote on the recent November 2022 election? By mail, early in person, or an election day?
In person. Early.
Okay. Early, okay. All right, and in general, do you think the city of Tampa is headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Right.
Okay, right direction, right? Okay. Okay, sir, do you feel the growth and development Tampa is experiencing is more a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good.
Good thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, and as things stand now, would you vote to re-elect Jane Castor as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone new to replace her?
Re-elect.
Re-elect, okay. All right, in general, which of the following candidates in the upcoming March City Council races would you choose? One who opposes Mayor Castor on nearly every one of her programs and instead of, say, says the city council should have more power, or one who works with Mayor Castor to pass her agenda?
One who works with her.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. And which of the following do you feel is the most important issue or problem facing the city of Tampa today? Would you say it's affordable housing, jobs and economic development, too much city government spending, crime and public safety, traffic congestion and condition of the streets, flooding and threat of sea level rise?
Traffic.
Be okay. Traffic and congestion. All right. All right, sir. And what is the next most important issue or problem? Would it be affordable housing, jobs and economic development, too much city government spending, crime and public safety, or flooding?
Crime and public safety.
Okay. Crime and public safety. All right, sir, and next, can you tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression, you know, opinion of each of the following? Here's the first one. Joe Biden, would that be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very, very favorable.
What about Sean Shaw?
Medium road.
Somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, Jane Castor.
Favorable.
Sandy Merman.
Very favorable.
Bill Carlson.
I'm not familiar with Bill.
Okay. Bob Enriquez.
Favorable.
Would that be very or just somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. Guido Maniscalco.
Who?
Guido Maniscalco, that's his name.
That should answer your question. I don't know who he is.
Oh, okay. What about Lynn Hartek?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable or unfavorable?
Yeah, somewhat favorable.
Okay, Joseph Citro.
Somewhat.
Okay, Ron DeSantis.
Definitely unfavorable.
Would that be very unfavorable or just
very?
Okay, Janet Cruz.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, and then Orlando Goods.
I'm not familiar.
Not familiar. Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And, okay, next, Mark, which candidate would you vote for if you had to vote, you know, in the elections for mayor and the city council today? For mayor, would that be Jane Kasser or Bill Carlson?
Jane.
Okay, and for City Council District 1, Sanja P. Brookings, Joseph Citro, Alan Clendenin, and then Chase
Brookings.
Harrison.
Brookings.
Okay, Brookings. Okay, and then for City Council District 3, Janet Cruz, Wendelin Henderson, and Lynn Hertek, and Jose Vasquez.
I don't have a favorite.
Okay, if you had to lean, you know, towards one of them, which one would you lean towards? Would that be Janet Cruz, Wendelin Henderson, Lynn Hertek, or Jose Vasquez?
Jose.
Jose. Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. We almost pretty much done with this survey. Using a scale on excellent, good, not so good, or poor, can you rate me the job Mayor Jane Kasser is doing on each of the followings? Working for fairness and opportunity for people of all races and backgrounds in Tampa, would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Okay, being basically responsible and careful with taxpayers' money.
Good.
Rebuilding the city's water and sewer pipes and infrastructure system.
Good.
Working on affordable housing.
Good.
Fighting crime and keeping Tampa's streets safe.
Good.
Working to make Tampa stronger community and a greater place to live and raise a family.
Good.
Bringing in new jobs and growing the economy.
Good.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. All right, sir. Now, next, here are some statements that, you know, that critics of Mayor Jane Kasser have made recently. Please rate me each, you know, if it causes you to definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her.
I hate to do this to you. I'm right in the middle of cooking, and I'm at a critical point. How much longer do you have?
We pretty much done with this, sir. I'm going to read you these statements, and maybe 3-4 minutes, okay, the most.
Go ahead.
I go real fast, okay? Okay.
All right.
She built the city council into accepting her choice of police chief, who then had to resign recently amid a scandal. Would you say definitely vote for her, probably vote for her? Makes no difference on your vote.
It makes no difference.
Okay, Jane Kasser's policies as police chief and mayor have led to an increase in crime. Definitely not, probably not vote for her, or makes no difference?
Definitely not.
Okay, Mayor, definitely not vote for her, or probably not vote for her, or makes no difference on your vote?
Makes no difference.
Okay, Mayor Kasser is using $100 million of taxpayers' money to build a new city office building without, you know, a competitive bidding process. Would that make you definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or makes no difference?
Probably not work for her.
Probably not before. Okay, Mayor Kasser pushed a $6 billion water recycling plant to some called toilet to tap and has been criticized for the lack of transparency, you know, possibly raising water bills and possibly putting our water supply at risk. Would that make it not work for her? Probably not work for her, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay, and she has continued to promote racial policies that embarrasses the city, including renting while black. That causes hundreds of low-income black renters to be evicted after police arrested them, but before they were even tried or found guilty. Would that make you definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or makes no difference?
Definitely not work for her.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. Okay, next, here are some statements that supporters of Mayor Jane Kasser might make as to why they think they should be, you know, reelected when her current term is up in 2023. Please rate me your reaction. It's very very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Okay, Jane Kasser is a take charge leader who tackles the tough problems and gets things done. She's a successfully taken on rebuilding Tampa's aging water and sewer pipe system. How would that make you very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative on your opinion?
Very positive.
Okay, as a former police chief and now as a mayor, Jen Kasser knows how to keep our community safe by fighting crime, reducing the violent crime rate, increasing the police presence in neighborhoods.
Very positive.
Very positive. Okay, as mayor, Jen Kasser continues to dedicate funding, of the housing affordability crisis and uses city-owned land to build new low-cost single and multifamily affordable homes.
Very positive.
Okay, Jen Kasser has an open, accessible style, and as a city leader, she's known for always being out in the community, bringing City Hall to every neighborhood, listening to people's concerns, and caring.
Very positive.
Okay, under Mayor Jen Kasser, Tampa has become one of America's top cities with strong community pride and great championship boat parades. Would that make it very positive, somewhat, neutral, negative?
Somewhat.
Okay, Mayor Kasser is working to lift up every neighborhood by building new parks, renovating, upgrading existing parks, adding more.
Very positive.
Okay, and the last one says, Mayor Kasser is making Tampa a safe place to walk, bike, and get around by installing sidewalks across, near schools, expanding a riverwalk, and adding 21 mile of bike lanes.
Very positive.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and the last, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes, okay? Let me see, I missed one. Okay. Very positive. Okay. All right, sir, after hearing all this information about her, would you vote to reelect Jen Kasser as a mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone else new to replace her?
Reelect.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And, lastly, a few, more statements about a record candidate, city council, right? Each, if it makes you definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against them, or does not matter to you, okay? He can do the job, he was elected to do because he's more concerned with making money off lucrative city deals. When he does show up for work, he has to abstain, from voting more times than all the rest of the city council members combined because of conflicts of interest. Would that make you definitely vote against that person? Probably vote
yes.
against? Or
yes,
does
definitely.
Not matter?
Definitely.
Okay. Has led a power grab to shift power away from the mayor and the city council and attempts to give himself more opportunity to help his private company clients benefit from city actions. Would that make it definitely not vote against?
Definitely against.
Refuses to disclose the names of his long list paying clients.
Definitely against.
All right, he has created decisions and divisions by making false accusations and
definitely
conspiracy theories rather than working with his colleagues, Okay.
Yep, definitely,
and then,
definitely.
All right, he has voted against fundings, the police and firefighters and crime fighting measures that keep our community safe.
Definitely against.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and just a few questions for classification purposes. Do you consider yourself to be Cuban, of Cuban ancestry or not?
No.
Okay. All right, and do you consider yourself to be some other Hispanic or Latino ancestry or not?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you consider yourself to be either African American or black?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and how long have you lived in Tampa? Would you say from 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, or 30 more years?
21 to 30.
Okay. All right, sir, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your patience, okay? I really
apologize
that you were took the time to... All right, you have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.